It's Kara
and Elizabeth,
and this is
In Transit.
Two triathletes take on the world.
Today's show, we are going to talk about our normal segments. We're going to have Tri 101 and talk about the triathlon that we just did this last weekend. Then we're going to cover some stoked and stellar items and talk about what we think is stellar and what we're stoked about. And then we got the usual Bon Voyage trip tip of the week,
where we are going to give you some tips on some cool gear and tips for travel. Then we'll cover some life anxiety topics. And as always, this will be improv, so we still don't even know what we're going to talk about. So it's going to be a surprise to you and us. And then we'll wrap it up with some in the news and a word of the week for you. And then cap it off with next week's show topics.
Oh, and we're going to exercise your brain, too.
Oh, yes. I almost left that one out. And some exercise for your brain. And then pump up the jam a little because we're going to give you a new song to listen to.
A new exercise song.
Yes, a new exercise song. So, with no further ado, here we go. Let's just talk about how we're feeling right now. We are getting ready. Well, actually, we're on our way to the triathlon. It's Sunday morning. It's like almost 6 a.m.
I've been up a very long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Elizabeth's been up how long?
Since 4 o'clock this morning.
I've been up since about 5:15.
That must be nice.
Yeah.
I was driving.
Well, because, yeah, Elizabeth had an hour longer to drive than me. Well, actually, my alarm went off at 5, but I hit snooze 3 times. And I am so not a morning person. I probably sound like I'm asleep still right now.
You do sound stuffy. Your eyes are puffy too. I've had lots of time to wake up. I feel like I got up and made breakfast and everything. I feel pretty good.
I just opened the freaking Cliff Bar and ate it.
Yeah, I'm not feeling crazy nervous right now, but last night I was freaking out. But I'm running it.
You know what's funny? Okay. Like, last night, I was thinking, I was pretty stoked, you know, I was thinking, this is our first race of the season, you know, I'm totally prepared, I got this, no problem, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it never fails, every time I get up in the morning for a race, like, a run, or, you know, even if it's just like a 5K run,
yeah,
or anything, I think to myself, why do I torture myself like this? Why am I doing this? And it's really just because I'm not a morning person, and I would rather be sleeping.
That's why the 11 a.m. bike rally was so sweet.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Last weekend, awesome. We went to a bike rally called German Fest, and, yeah, it started at 11. Yeah, that was so nice. Yeah, and then, okay, so I have those feelings for, like, 5 minutes, and then I'm fine. Holy cow, it's too early.
It's entirely too early to be finding out where we're going, that's for sure.
Yeah, can they organize, like, chauffeurs to go around and pick up all the triathletes?
Like, shuttle bus?
That would be kick-ass.
That would be awesome.
I mean, you know, with the high entry fees, you'd think you'd at least get some service in there.
I know!
Like a courtesy shuttle to the race.
Right, or a dry fit shirt, one of the other.
Oh, yeah. That kind of, for our partial race review, so yesterday we go to pick up our packets, and first of all, they gave us large t-shirts, so Elizabeth wanted a small and I wanted a medium, and the shirts weren't dry fit ones this year. I did it last year and they were nice dry fit ones, and this year they were just cotton, run in the mill.
Yeah. And we paid a pretty large entry fee for this.
$65. I figured that could cover a dry fit shirt.
For sure.
Well, anyway, I mean, not that I don't have enough race shirts coming out of my ears or whatever.
True. That's
but
so true.
It would have been nice to have a dry fit.
Excellent. Whoa. I can't believe
it. Oh, look at his license plate says
Into Try. That's
freaking awesome.
That's a nice bike too.
Yeah, he looks like he's in to try with that kind of money invested.
Yes, sweet license plate, dude. Can you imagine putting that bike rack on your freaking no way?
Oh, yeah, we just passed a little beamer with a bike rack.
A little two-seater beamer. Okay, I'm turning here.
Yay, triathletes. Yay. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, boys.
Okay, we're going to stop recording now because we're just kind of, we're probably boring the crap out of you. Oh.
He is taking my spot.
Or not.
I know he's not going to park in a handicap spot, right?
Are you going to, where are you going, dude?
Oh, I was going on the far side here.
Isn't that handicap? This reserved one? For delivery vehicles
okay,
only.
Well, reserved for...
Reserved, yes. Anyway, okay, yeah, I'm shutting this off.
I know
off.
The triathlete's not going to park in a handicap party. Okay, that is going to be my B for the day.
Oh, what? People parking in handicaps?
Triathletes parking in handicaps parking.
Oh,
I'm just like, what the heck are they doing?
Yeah. Ridiculous, though. Okay, we'll get back to you eventually. Okay.
Hi, everybody. This is our post-race update.
Race report from Baylor Tom Landry Triathlon Sprint Distance.
Yep. It was freaking awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty successful. We're sitting here... in the little expo area, I guess you'd
yeah,
call it.
And some hot dogs.
After race area, eating a free hot dog. Figured we earned our hot dogs. That's something I would never eat at a normal day.
Yeah, I'm still having trouble with mine, actually.
But, yeah.
Delicious, though.
We're sitting here. If you can hear the water in the background, there's, like, a water fountain. It's kind of like a little pond area.
Yeah.
It's... just basically
a green after.
That's a nicely landscaped little area by the Tom Landry Fitness Center.
Yeah, and we're actually sitting on the track that we ran out on.
Yeah, and this is in Dallas.
Yeah.
So,
how did your race go, Kara?
It was pretty good. We don't have our times just yet. We'll probably get back to you with the exact times. But
how'd you feel about it?
I set my watch. I started my heart rate monitor timer or whatever right before I jumped in the pool, and my time was like 1:25:53 or something.
Nice.
And I think
that's great.
And I did this one last year and my time was like 1:38 something. And
wow.
But the bike course this year is a couple miles shorter, mm-hmm. so I can't really compare that way, so I'm gonna have to wait till I get my averages
paces.
Yeah.
Well, I watched your swim and you did awesome. Seriously.
I passed like five people,
you
and I but I swallowed like three mouthfuls of water.
Yeah, I did too.
But it did feel pretty good, and
you really, really did good on yourself.
I wasn't trying to rush too much because I didn't want to burn up all my energy, and
yeah.
I was just trying to go at my own pace.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it was pretty good. How
good.
Was your swim?
You know what? I survived, and I didn't drown. I swallowed at least a gallon of water, but actually my speed. I felt like my speed was fast,
mm-hmm.
But, well, compared to what I was thinking anyway, but I like the pool better than the open water because it's like short goals for me work out better.
Yeah.
So,
well,
like, if I know I'm just going to the end, I'm cool with that. Then I just turn around and say, okay, do it again. That's cool with me. But,
and just to let you guys know, this Elizabeth, this is her second try, and the first one she did was an Olympic distance open water swim.
And that was
so,
ridiculously long.
And this one, you know, sprint pool swim. And this, I think for me, this is my third season of tries, and this was my sixth try, because the first season I did two, and then last year I did three. So.
Well, do you prefer open water or pool?
And I actually prefer open water,
ugh.
Because... I'm not
have to zone out and go.
I like to just keep going and not have to worry about going under the rope and stuff because I don't do flip turns. So for me, it's like stop under the rope, go. You know,
I didn't see a single flip turn the entire time.
Yeah, they're really. That's pretty normal, I think. I know some of the first people to go. A lot of times will be able to do that. But
did you hear about the drama going on with the first five swimmers?
No, what happened?
I was at the end of the swim line, so I heard all the good stuff.
Okay.
But
let us know.
They said, they were saying that they were like fighting into the transition area because they were just literally swimming on top of each other. Yeah. And one guy set his pace at 4:15, but it was actually like a 4:45.
Yeah.
And in all 30 seconds doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're that fast, it makes a world of difference. So they said that they were just fighting in the transition area, like yelling at each other. Like, you need to figure out your times. And I mean, I have no idea I wasn't there, but everyone was talking about it.
Yeah, kind of. The race, I thought, was organized pretty well, except last year They lined us up by our number, in number order, by our times we entered. This year, apparently the times got messed up, and so they just called out, like, you know, everybody that is 8:30 and under, line up, or, you know, 7 minutes and under, whatever. They called us by time groups, and then within that, whoever was within that slot, you could go in whatever order.
Kara, I almost died when I saw you get in the pool.
Why? What did I do?
You were like, blah. And then you just pop up and take off.
I am like such, I am so not
I forgot you just roll in. So funny. But it was just amazing because you're like, bloop.
I am so ungraceful.
It was so
I have
funny.
Such an ungraceful entry into the pool. It's ridiculous. But I don't know. I think I need some coaching on how to enter the pool
elegantly.
Gracefully. But, okay, you know how when you jump into, like, for example,
the
like
lake.
When you jump into a lake
yeah.
from a boat.
Right.
Well, you know a lot of people can do the trick
oh,
where.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. Woo! Hey, good job. Good job. There's a runner.
I stopped with him on the course, actually.
Oh, really?
On the bike course. I stopped. I was like, are you okay? He's like, my derailleur's messed up.
Oh.
But he ran the Olympic with us at Stonebridge. Yeah,
oh.
I clearly remember him.
Man, you just chatted up people.
Yeah, I know. I'm a chatter on the course. I am.
Yeah.
It keeps me going.
What was I just talking about?
Your flop in the pool.
Oh, okay. You know how when you jump, like, from a boat into a lake, and a lot of people can do the thing where their head never goes under the water.
Yeah.
I cannot do that. I'm such a sinker. I like go down 10 feet and then pop back up. So I mean, jump.
But you always pop back up with a smile on your face.
I'm like, here I am.
And then you just like glide across the water though.
But then, yeah, so I mean, jumping in the pool is like the same thing. I just like flop in and go
yeah.
at it. But anyway, I guess. It probably doesn't add too many seconds on.
No, I think you're doing just fine.
Maybe a couple. Anyway, so yeah, the swim is good.
Good.
Transition one, well, okay, just to let everybody know, the transition area was in a grassy area.
And muddy
because it had rained yesterday. So, and also they must have just cut that grass because there's pieces of grass, you know, grass clippings all over. So my feet were like covered in grass.
Yeah.
And I just put, okay, I do wear socks for sprint because I had these lucky green pair of socks that I wear. And so I like just put them on and I had a bunch of grass on my
socks
feet.
My socks were soaking wet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that, it went pretty smooth. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure it was a couple-minute transition. Probably could have been better.
Yeah.
Bike course was a two-lapper. I did this one last year, and they changed up the bike course this year. It was an awesome bike course,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
It was
only
fast.
Like one little incline, not even bad at all.
Yeah, it was fast and flat, and I just hauled as
yeah.
fast as I could, so.
You really did go. You had a great race. You had a great race.
I felt like it was pretty good.
Yeah.
How was your bike?
My bike went well. Well, my first transition, I'm a talker, so I talked to, made a couple new friends on the transition one, well, on the swim, and then we met up at transition one, too,
oh.
which made me also feel good about my swim time, because I felt like I was keeping up, you know?
Yeah, good.
So, it was, I don't know, a couple minutes, I would think. I mean, I don't
yeah.
even know, but good transition,
And
then
the bike ride?
My bike went really well. I don't know. It went really good. I think there was just a couple bumps in the first part of it, and I got over that, and pretty good.
Good. And then what about your second transition?
Much, much faster.
T2.
Yeah, T2. I actually changed shirts from my jersey zipper broke.
What?
I don't know how, but whatever. So
all right,
my jersey broke, and I plan on changing it anyway, so I just changed tops and took off. I started running, actually this is terrible, but I forgot to change shoes, so I started running my bike shoes, and I was like, something feels really strange, and I had to was like, oh my god, I'm an idiot. So I turned back around and changed shoes, but T2 went pretty fast, actually, and the run was awesome. I feel like my run went really, 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 really good, especially because lately my run has just sucked, you know?
Yeah.
I've really had bad runs lately, so
nice.
I felt really good about today's run.
Good.
What about your T2?
It was pretty fast. I think, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I might be estimating this wrong, but I My guess is it was about 30 seconds or a minute maybe. It felt like that.
Yeah.
We'll see when the actual times get posted. But, yeah, it was good. Oh, and on the T1, I forgot my bike gloves. I had them. I was going to wear them, but then I forgot them. And afterwards, I was, like, glad that I didn't have them.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is such a short bike course that mm-hmm. I wouldn't have even needed them. So that was fine.
I forgot my helmet. I did. I'm really prepared for the transition.
We need to practice in transition.
We really do.
Okay, but you went back and got it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I stepped a few feet away, and I was like, damn, my helmet.
Okay, good. And, yeah, my run was, I started out kind of, I felt like I was running out of energy, but then I tried to just keep it steady, a steady pace, and I ended up being able to speed up. So, I don't know. It wasn't my fastest run by any means, but I felt okay about it.
Yeah.
And I think since I did pretty good on the swim and bike that I'm pretty satisfied overall.
Good.
So I'm really stoked about finishing this and
oh yeah, it was a great race.
Ready for the next one.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the next one. This seems like there's a lot of first timers here. Which is it's a really friendly course for first timers, and
yeah.
I think that's just awesome
yeah.
getting people out there. Because I saw quite a few people with mountain bikes. So
I did too. I saw a lot of
usually,
bikes.
If they're on a mountain bike, they're probably a beginner. Which
yeah,
that's how I started. I had a mountain bike and I put slick tires on it.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's awesome. I just think it's
yeah, whatever gets you out here, I think that's just the way to go. I mean, who freaking cares if you're riding a mountain bike, dude? As long as you're out here doing it, that's awesome.
Exactly.
I have great news.
Okay.
This is a first for me.
What?
I pass people swimming, I pass people riding, and I pass people running.
And you didn't get lost on the course.
And I didn't get lost on the course.
That's awesome. All right. Elizabeth got a phone call, so we're out. We'll be back to you with the official time.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Okay, everybody. We looked up our race results, and here they are. Kara, you want to go first?
Sure. So my overall time was 1:25:39. So I was just a few seconds off by my watch, which the chip time is actually a few seconds faster. My swim time was 8:38, which happened to be exactly the same swim time I had last year, which is kind of strange but cool.
Nice.
T1. I did it in 59 seconds.
That's
so
awesome.
I'm so stoked about that. I mean, I knew it was pretty quick, but I didn't think I made it under a minute at all. And then my bike was 47:34.
Excellent.
That was for a 14.5 bike route, which is supposed to be 15.5, but it was short. But my average speed was 19.6, which I was excited about that too.
Freaking awesome.
I wanted to try to hit 20, but hey, that's close enough for me.
That rounds up.
And then T2, I did in 52 seconds. So
I can't believe you had
that one,
under minute transitions.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because both the transitions, you know, they're only 7 seconds apart. The first one felt much longer than the second one, so that one kind of surprised me, but both I'm really happy with. My run, I did in 27:39, which was an 8:55 pace. So, yeah, I'm fine with that. So I'm pretty happy. I got 9th out of 32 in my age category. So I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah, that's really, really, really good, actually. Yeah.
Tell everybody how you did, Elizabeth.
Well, I didn't do too stellar. But
oh, BS.
No, I did great. No, I'm excited. I'm excited. But I didn't, here's the good things. I didn't drown. My transition times from last try were significantly shorter. But my swim time was 14:40.
I forgot to say how long the pool swim was. It was 400 meters.
400 meters. So that's a freaking long time. My goal is below 11 or like sub 11 minutes. But 14:40, you know, I felt like my speed was actually okay. I felt like I was kind of hung up a few times waiting for swimmers in front of me. So
pool swims can be kind of chaotic, especially the farther back you get in the timing, because people,
right.
really, I mean, the fast people, they're pretty accurate on their times. But then the slower people, it gets all haywire. So,
right,
I mean,
and
I understand
was
that.
Definitely in that group of the slow people. But, so yeah, 1440, I really was not pleased with that. But I'm not upset with it either.
But it was
so.
An improvement from, this is only your second try, and that was still a faster pace than your last one.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, that's good. That's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this entire try, I improved much.
On every transitions,
yeah.
every segment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her pace was better than the first try she did, which, I mean, is awesome. And that should be the goal, to just
right.
keep getting better.
I know. I feel like after this one, I feel like I'm definitely going to get better, because I feel a lot more prepared now. But my first transition was a minute 59.
I think
like
that's
I
pretty
said.
Decent.
I'm okay with that. But
yeah.
I'm a talker, so I mean, I talked a little bit on that transition.
Hey, if you talked a little bit and got 159, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I was okay with that. I meet my bike goal. I wanted to get it under an hour, and I got a 59-minute one.
Hey, you beat that goal by a minute. Bam.
60 whole seconds.
All right.
My transition to was 208. My second transition is always super slow because I find it so hard to run in bike shoes, and I'm always feeling weird to run after the bike is over.
Oh, you mean like after you get off? And,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You're not running the course.
No. I mean like from the dismount point to the transition.
Okay.
I find that really difficult. But anyway. So 208, I'm still okay with that.
Maybe in the future you can try to, like, just take your, leave your shoes clipped in and just
run
take
barefoot.
Your feet out.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
We should practice that.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
I want to practice also where you tie your shoes up, or, like, have your shoes clipped on your bike and you, like, run out of transition with your shoes on your bike.
Right.
I want to start practicing that,
Do you think it would be hard to get in, though, after, like, while you're pedaling?
Maybe. I don't know.
You can try.
I just want to see if I just see what it's like, because I mean a lot of people do that, and we'll just have to give it a shot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might decrease your 52-second transition to like 40 seconds. Good God. Okay, so yeah, my T2 is 208. My run time, I felt like on the race my run time was so sweet, and like the results say 32:32. So I was really bummed about that, but I still felt like super hyped after the race was over. So I'm not worried about it at all. My overall time was 1 hour and 50 minutes. So
I think that's pretty good, and I think it's really great that you improved on everything. So
yeah.
I mean, it's only gonna get better every time, you know.
Yeah. I feel okay about it. So I'm not disappointed at all. I'm super stoked. Yeah, I feel proud of myself.
Yeah, I forgot to say, on the run, I had Eye the Tiger in my head the whole time, so the whole time I was like, do, 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 do. It really kept me going, though. So, anyway, that's our official times for you, according to the chip. So I guess that wraps up our race review of the Baylor Tom Landry Center Sprint Triathlon.
Yeah.
It was a good one. Okay, well, it's time for Stoked
and Stellar.
And we're actually out for a jog right now. We're going to start jogging.
We're in Dallas, and we are close to my place. It's Kara. It's here. And what are we... Oh, I forgot we have a little recap on our last week's Stoked and Stellar item, which is the
Flash UL REI bag.
Yes, and... We actually found a couple other things that we wanted to tell you about it. One of the things that's really cool is it has on this little clips that go across the chest, there's a built-in whistle in the buckle, which is crazy.
And it wasn't discovered until much after we had the bag.
Yeah, we just found out about it. And then we also forgot to mention that it would be great to use as a transition bag for... During your triathlon.
Most definitely, yeah. Because you can actually hook your helmet on one of the, what do they call it? Cargo loops on the outside.
Right, exactly. And it's just a good size, too.
Yeah, so I know we covered that bag for 2 weeks in a row, but it's totally worth it.
But we are really stoked and We think it's stellar.
We totally think it's stellar.
So, hey Elizabeth, what are we stoked about this week?
This week we're talking about sports bras. I know, guys, don't freak out.
Hey, I think that's pretty stellar. And I think this is a good venue because we're two girls, we can talk about bras.
Yeah, absolutely. But okay, here's one thing that makes me crazy.
What about them?
Alright, everybody goes out and spends so much money on dry fit shirts, you know?
Yeah.
But then they wear cotton sports bras and it defeats the whole purpose of even wearing a dry fit shirt.
Okay, I have a confession. All of my sports bras are cotton.
Kara, you're killing me.
But you know why? I want to know why.
Why?
Because I've had them forever. Like, I have quite a few. And I just am too cheap to buy a dry fit one.
Oh, dude, I'm not kidding. I get all my dry fit stuff, well, especially my sports bras, from Target. They're like $13.
Oh.
And they come in like a bazillion colors, no joke.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know what, though? I do have a few,
Oh, God.
Are you okay there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I do have a few tops that have the built-in bras. So those are now thinking of it, that they are more comfortable, or, you know, they're drier, obviously.
Yeah, and they're slicker, so they're not, like, confining.
And they don't chafe.
Right, right, exactly.
So that's pretty stellar, a stellar tip, I think, to make sure you know, if you're wearing dry fit, go dry fit all around. The Bon Voyage trip tip.
And Kara, you're improving on saying that.
I know, I've been practicing. I think I've almost got it down.
Good. Okay, so our trip tip for this week is, before we get started on our trip tip, I do want to say, speaking of Bon Voyage, say hey to our listeners in a couple different places. We've got a guy listening in London.
Hello out there in London.
London. And then we also have another listener in Cyprus.
Yeah, and what is cool about that is we're going to be heading over to that part of the world in just
like 2 weeks.
Yeah, when we take off to Greece and Turkey. So Cyprus is right over there south of Turkey.
We'll wave.
Yeah, we'll wave. We'll wave from Istanbul.
Okay, so our trip tip of this week has to do with an object. But it's a tip because Kara had a run-in with the camera incident not too long ago.
Okay, let me tell you the story. So I finally got with the 21st century and got myself a digital camera just after Christmas time. And, you know, I had it for a whole 2 months maybe. I broke the LCD screen, totally shattered it. It was in my purse, and at some point, it got, you know, something
crushed.
Yeah, crushed, and the screen totally shattered. And of course, not covered under the warranty.
Right.
So, I had to get a new camera, a new screen. And since then, I picked up a protector. An acrylic screen protector.
Like a little shield that goes over it?
It's only about a quarter of an inch thick.
Oh.
And it's really basically protects your screen. And I ordered it from a website called Da Protectors.
Da Protectors?
Like apostrophe D-A. Oh. Protector. Da Protector. You know? And so I'm not sure. I think it's just www.dubprotector.com. So I looked that up and it was like $8, which is much cheaper than replacing a screen or a camera.
Right.
Let me tell you.
Well, not all cameras actually need those because mine doesn't actually need one. It's got all those built-in.
That's true. Some companies take care of that. But
right.
The camera I have is a little compact Canon ELF. It's the SD450.
And it's got a soft screen that you can puncture.
Yeah, and it doesn't have any protection when it comes straight from the manufacturer.
Right.
So
that's a pretty good trip tip, I think, especially if you're planning on hauling those things around.
And a lot of people, you know, most people are wanting smaller digital cameras, and so they're buying the little ones, but they might not have as good a protection for the screen. So, yeah, not only traveling, but also, you know, people take pictures at events too, so.
Yeah, totally.
Kind of a pause.
Right.
So that's our trip tip.
Life anxiety. So this is a section we kind of like to improv. This week, Kara, I know you had something to talk about. How you wanted to simplify your life.
Oh, well, yeah.
What do you
mean? I've been thinking that, you know, just doing some reflecting lately and decided, you know, I need to simplify my life in so many ways. Like, for example, get rid of all the junk that I don't need out of my closet, you know.
Tell me about
part of this stemmed from our upcoming backpacking trip. And I think, okay, we're going to be gone for 2 weeks with the only stuff in our backpack.
Yeah, and if all we need in our backpack is what we're bringing, then why isn't it like that in our normal life?
Yeah, why do we have to have stuff? I mean, of course, I still want all my tri gear, like my bike and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, do we really need 20 pairs of shoes? And I don't know, this all the crap that we accumulate.
I don't know, sometimes I like my little strappy shoes though.
Well, yeah. Yeah, a girl needs a good pair of heels.
Yeah.
Black. Go with everything. And then also just, you know, so that got me thinking about just how complex my life has become. It's like I'm always doing three things at a time. And, you know, like, well, right now, we're running and recording.
Right.
Which, hey, that's all right, I guess. But,
yeah.
I mean, usually I'm doing so many things at the same time, and maybe I just need to step back and do one thing and concentrate on one thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's just some food for thought.
Yeah.
Thinking about minimizing your possessions, simplifying your life.
Yeah.
And think about what you really need. And the word is
epidemiology.
Yes. And we figured we should probably define that because we've talked about being epidemiologists and people might not know what that is.
Right.
So epidemiology, the literal definition is the study of that which befalls the people.
Yes.
But what's the more like modern definition?
The study of determinants and risk factors of disease.
And distribution.
Yeah.
Determinants and distribution of disease within populations, at the population level.
Right.
And epidemiologists are also very concerned with prevention and control of disease.
Which is why we're out running in 98 degree weather at 9 p.m.
Yep. We're trying to stay fit and healthy.
Yeah.
No, yeah, so that's epidemiology.
It's time for Exercise Your Brain.
Yeah, what do we have this week?
This week we have a bit of a puzzle, brain teaser kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is called Round versus Square.
Dun dun dun.
Why is it better for manhole covers to be round rather than square?
Why is it better for manhole covers to be round rather than square?
Exactly.
Huh.
And so we are going to let you ponder that one until our next episode, and we'll give you the answer.
Yeah.
You might be able to figure it out before then, but if not, tune in for show number 3, and we will give you the answer.
Okay, so next week's show, we're going to cover a few fun topics. We're going to give you a recipe to make your own energy food, but we're also going to cover the topic of allergies because a lot of people have food allergies, and so we're going to give you a lot of alternatives to energy food if you do have those allergies. And we're also going to cover the Girls Not Out Tri-Style that's happening over in Richardson, at Richardson Bike Mart, in next week on Tuesday, actually, from 6 to 9.
Yeah, so we're going to go check out, see what they have going on, and if whatever we learn, we'll bring back to you and share it with you.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll find out some good stuff.
Yeah. And also, We got an email from a listener in Florida. Her name's Liz.
Yeah, thanks for the email, Liz. And the funny thing is, in what she told us, she had a question for us, and it related to exactly what we had been brainstorming to cover in an upcoming show. And
right.
The topic was saddles, especially women-specific and tri-specific. So let me just read a little segment from her email. She says, I also have a question for both of you. What kind of saddle do you use? I have a Physic Aerion tri-saddle, and it's the most uncomfortable thing on the planet. I did a 150-mile bike ride this weekend, and I can't even begin to describe the pain I'm in. I've dealt with this pain for 2 years, and I finally decided to get a new saddle. My friends are like, your bum's gonna hurt no matter what after 100 miles, but I refuse to believe that. All right, keep it up. I'm anxious to hear the next show. Later, Liz from Florida.
Awesome job on your 150-miler.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Sweet.
Oh, and she wanted us to point out that it was 75 miles on Saturday and 75 on Sunday, which is still very, very stellar.
That's awesome.
Excellent
yeah.
job, Liz. So, yeah, Liz and all the other listeners out there, we will be covering saddles, hopefully, in the next show or... depending on how many reviews we get, we will be covering them in a future show. So
yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and we got the Pump Up the Jam Song of the Week.
Yeah, so here you go.
Enjoy.
This is Jupiter One with Unglued.
Clouds above the cemetery, can't even tell the time of day. They give nothing away. Reading names of people past there, so very close and far away. But who am I to say? Thank you. sure.